As they step out of a bus, these released Ukrainian prisoners of war celebrate their return near the Ukraine-Belarus border. The release primarily concerned soldiers, including 23 women captured around the siege of the Ukrainian city of Mariupol in 2022. The next day, Moscow and Kiev swapped 103 prisoners of war each in a deal brokered by the United Arab Emirates. At home, thank you. We are at home. It were 846 days of hell. Glory to Ukraine. Glory to the heroes, says Igor Titovsky, an Azov brigade fighter. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shared in his joy, saying, "Our people are home." The Russian Ministry of Defense said its 103 released servicemen came from among those captured by Ukrainian forces when they entered Russia's Kursk region. Last month, Ukrainian forces launched a surprise attack across the Russian border, advancing up to 30 kilometers or 18 miles into the Kursk region. President Zelensky said the released Ukrainians included 82 privates and sergeants and 21 officers from the armed forces, National Guard, border guards and police. He said they had been captured defending the regions of Kiev, Donetsk, Mariupol, Azovstal, Luhansk, Zaporizhia and Kharkiv. Russia said its released soldiers were in Belarus and would be given the necessary psychological and medical assistance. Moscow also announced they would be allowed to contact their relatives before returning to Russia. The deal was mediated by the United Arab Emirates, which has remained broadly neutral since Russia triggered the armed conflict by invading Ukraine in February 2022. It was also a small joy in a war that has killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.